So closing your eyes. We're going to invoke Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being, and he is the king of obstacles, meaning that he has mastered the ability to remove obstacles in your life and to remove obstacles on your internal path so you can feel, experience firsthand what it is to be relieved of pain at the level of the body, the level of the mind, level of the soul. Maybe pain coming from your surroundings, your past, your present, your future. Anything to do with disturbance or anything that's creating dis-ease within you, to the point of physical ailment, maybe even. So Ganesha is also experienced as a reddish-orangish light. And his energy is available at your tailbone area. So put your attention now. Allow it to come into the base of the spine, the tailbone area. The thoughts might be going on in the mind far from the tailbone, but just bring your attention, awareness to the tailbone area, and then that energy of Ganesha will help you to focus more on this reddish-orangish light as it starts to expand in the pelvis area and then move through the legs. So give your thoughts something to follow. So direct your thoughts with your attention. Direct this reddish-orangish light through the legs, down into the feet. And everybody, doesn't matter how old you are, or how fit you are, we all experience that stuckness or that heaviness in the legs and in the feet, maybe some pain in the knees and the joints and the ankles, feet, the hips, the low back, in the lower pelvis, because that's where all gravity is impacting. The weight of our body is really can be debilitating. So that's why we feel stuck or we feel lethargic. So keep visualizing the reddish-orangish light. And as those thoughts about the pain leaving your body or that stuckness or achiness or where you think you're stuck in your life, maybe stuck in a job, stuck in a relationship, stuck with your financial situation, your health situation, stuck on your spiritual path, Ganesha will dissolve all that attachment to stuck feeling. So it will dissolve that. Energetically, could be there, but you're not keeping it going. You're not obsessing about it. He removes obsessions. If you are obsessed in any way, he will help to remove that. That's a reddish-orangish light, and now we'll ask for the sounds, which are the passcodes, as Dr. Ply says. The mantra is like a passcode. It's a seed sound to grow Ganesha's energy in you. That intelligence to remove all obstacles, to give you clarity. Keep focusing on it, swirling through your tailbone, the lower body, legs, feet, toes, all the way through that reddish-orangish light. And now the vibrations of the sounds. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Make an internal prayer or set your intention, set your request to connect with this reddish-orangish light and the sound Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, or just Gam, G-U-M. And have those vibrations, those sound waves, connect with the light waves. Imagine the sound waves of Gam connecting with the light waves, the reddish, orangish light, or orangey red light. Those waves are connecting. And now you can bring your attention to the coccygeal area. The Muladhara chakra is going to be activated at the base of the spine, the tailbone. And this red light now is going to shoot up the spine, piercing all the energy centers as it goes up. And it will continue to go up like a lightning rod. And we'll ask Ganesha to activate this energy movement to clear all the obstacles on our internal path so we experience every chakra opening at a whole new level and releasing all that is unwanted or unnecessary energetically in our internal world and also in our external life. Is blocking us from enjoying everything that we have, everyone who's in our life, enjoying their company, their support. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel the heart center. Feel at that deep, deep connection, that deep heart and soul connection. Release the ancestors who are suffering. Pray that they can evolve and bless you. Feel your heart. Feel the compassion, the grace coming through with the sound. Ooh, 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 Move in to the throat. Feel the throat. Clear the throat if you need to. Ma, 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 ma. Move into the third eye, the midbrain, pineal, pituitary, spot between the two eyebrows. Feel the pressure. Feel something there. Om, 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 om. Feel the door opening to your higher self, your God self. Now, bring your attention down to the base of the spine. Na, 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 na. Move up through the navel, the belly button area. Ma, 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 ma. Move up to the heart center, middle of the chest. Go deeper than you did before. She, 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 she. Move into the throat and the mouth. Va, 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 va. Move up to the two eyes and the right and left brain that is connected to the two eyes. Ya, ya, ya. Ya, 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 ya. Now, visualize Dr. Ply standing in front of you, beaming a light into your third eye. From his third eye, you can imagine him as in his physical body, his physical form, or a light beaming a golden whitish light penetrating your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. You have to receive this so that you can get the blessings to go deep into your inner world. Cleanse the soul, the DNA. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now, put your attention in your heart center. Keep imagining this beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, empowering your whole meditation process. You're at your heart center now. And imagine a light shooting up from the heart center through the brain and then the skull, and it goes into the space. And it is continuously shooting up. This light is representing Kalabhairava's energy. Kalabhairava is the god of time. He wants you to experience miracles, no time, meaning nothing is stopping you. There's no karma. You're just in a space of timelessness. Experience that. Drink it up from the level of the soul. Soak it up. With this shooting light beam from the heart, and it's going up through the skull. Udimo Bhairava, Udimo Bhairava, Udimo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava. Pray to the god of time to bring miracles into your life in no time. Make them happen instantaneously. Draw to you all the blessings of the goddesses that we'll invoke now. Imagine in your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, and then connecting it to the middle of your brain. You don't have to know how to do that. You just ask that in no time you're there. So focus on the midbrain, the third eye area. Keep receiving the beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. We'll invoke the goddesses with the sounds. Om Dhum Durgai Namaha. Red light. Om Dhum Durgai Namaha. Red light. Om Dhum Durgai Namaha. Now, pink, golden light, eggplant light, the combination of all those colors, flashes of those colors. Om Shri Lakshmi Namaha. Om Shri Lakshmi Namaha. Pink, eggplant, golden light, dazzling, sparkling in your third eye. Om Shri Lakshmi Namah. Now, white light. Invoke the goddess Saraswati. Om Aim Saraswati Namah. Om Aim Saraswati Namah. Om Aim Saraswati Namah. Feel the energy from head to toe. The light waves and sound waves are swirling around you internally and surrounding your being from head to toe. Feel it, front, back, sides, head to toe. You're immersed in bathing in it. Showering in it. Feel your experience, your process, the empowerment from Dr. Ply and all these beings. Feel it with the sound. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Feel the peace in your mind, peace in your body, peace at the level of the soul and in your surroundings, peace to the world, peace, peace, peace. And keep your eyes closed. Relax. As you come back to yourselves, make an internal prayer of gratitude or acknowledgement to the divine, to Dr. Ply and all the beings that are part of your consciousness and are revealing to you what that is for you to experience from this point onwards. And when you're ready, you can slowly, slowly come back to yourselves. And then open your eyes if you feel like doing that.